On this momentous occasion of the induction into the esteemed Country Radio Hall of Fame, I'd like to add my best wishes to Bill Payne, who I've known for over 50 years, and it's pretty hard to believe that Bill or I, either one, are old enough to have known each other for 50 years. Bill Payne was a young disc jockey at a very small local radio station in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And when I say small, it had an effective radiated power of 100 watts, less than many light bulbs. I was about 7 years old and completely in love with listening to the new radio station in town at a time when radio stations departed music. One of the shows Bill hosted was called Tunes for Teens from 4 to 4:30. So I'd go down to the radio station and stand outside the window watching him do his show. Bill was friendly and supportive, and yet to me was a superstar. It was very exciting. I had the chance to be a guest DJ when I was about 8 and got to introduce a Little Richard record or something with Bill as a disc jockey. From that day on, radio is all I ever wanted to do. My first exposure to this industry was so incredibly positive by Bill. This is what I've done my whole life. After working at that very radio station, as well as the early country legend KLPR in Oklahoma City in the late 60s, I served with the American Forces Korea Network in Seoul. When I got out of the Army, I knocked on the door of the GM at KWHP in Edmond, Oklahoma, WHP William H. Payne, if that tells you anything. Bill was very welcoming and gave me a job, helped me get my foothold back in commercial radio. I've now worked in Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Minneapolis, Chicago, Boston, and now the Vice President of Radio Programming for Fox News in New York City. I owe my career to Bill Payne, who inspired me to pursue what I loved. For that, I'm grateful. From a DJ at a small station in Cushing and Guthrie, Oklahoma, to owning an early FM station in Edmond, to KTFX, which was the first FM country radio station in Tulsa, to his lineup now of 5 country radio stations serving much of eastern Oklahoma, Bill Payne has pursued his love of radio, never taken the easy way out. Even more importantly is my admiration to Bill for his commitment to radio as a family enterprise in this day of big corporate radio, and Bill's effort to entertain, inform, and serve the communities his stations are in with real family values. Makes him a true broadcasting superstar and so deserving of this great honor. Congratulations, Bill.